Greetings, fellow seekers, and welcome to The Global Entity, a blog, a movement, and now, finally, a podcast. Almost 2 years ago, I decided to uproot my life in Sweden to search for my purpose in life. Since then, I have been slow traveling Africa and sharing it through writing. I am Julia, your messy philosophical friend who believes that everyone has a purpose, and here I am searching for mine. By sharing my journey, I hope to ignite the spark of possibility within you, dear listener, because living through the heart isn't necessarily about dancing under the African sky. It's about embracing the wild, untamed beauty of your own existence. So hit that follow button and subscribe, because trust me, you won't want to miss a beat. Without further ado, let's dive into today's pose. Crowdfunding project in Benin. The roots and origin of salsa dance and rhythm. Meeting Eldred. The last time I saw Eldred was probably at Sunkissed Salsa, a phenomenal outdoor salsa event where you dance by the sea as the sun lowers Cape Town into its golden light. I am so grateful for getting to know Eldred at the festival a few weeks back. Not only did he give me countless joyful dances during the festival, he's also the organizer of Cuban salsa events, just my type of salsa. It's funny, you never know who your next dance partner might be and what worlds may open up thanks to a simple dance connection. You can find the Sunkissed Salsa every second Sunday by Sea Point Promenade all summer long. As Eldred runs in between dancing couples trying to capture their moment with his camera, it is easy to see why some people refer to him as Bubbles. His sparkling eyes are always smiling at somebody, and wherever he goes, his energy spreads like wildfire. When he calls me today, I've been down with the flu for over 3 weeks. I am climbing the walls of boredom. But alas, I'm a walking phlegm hazard, so I am staying put. Simply imagine my joy when Eldred calls. I have an idea, is how he starts the conversation. Immediately, I am alert. Not one thought left of self-pity that comes when one is sick, far away from home. Tell me everything, I respond, and the conversation took off from there. The importance of media and marketing for a festival to succeed. Eldred wants to crowdfund a photo project, a project of gratitude, a project of reclaiming space, a project of awareness. Let me explain. 2023 is the 10th year of the Benin International Dance Festival, BIDAF. Benin is a West African country between Togo and Nigeria. BIDAF is an Afro-Latin dance festival that takes place in the first week of May every year. Eldred tells me it is one of the greatest festivals with one of the highest standards that he has ever visited. Despite this, there's almost no digital footprint of its 10-year history, almost no digital promotion. Last year was Eldred's first time participating in the festival, and he asked himself, based on the information available online, would he have bought a ticket? Probably not. Luckily, Eldred had some good friends vouch for the festival, but not everyone has these connections. If the festival isn't leaving a big enough digital footprint, it will be hard to bring in new participants. This is something that Eldred wants to contribute to through photo and video, sound and production. The Afro in Afro-Latin dances is missing from the global narrative. But the project is bigger than that, Eldred tells me. Bigger than marketing, larger than capturing beautiful moments. Because when I dance in Europe or elsewhere, and people dance with me, afterwards they immediately speak to me in Spanish. And if I look at them strangely, they might switch to Portuguese. And if I still look at them strangely, they may eventually ask, "Where are you from?" And I say I'm from Africa, and they go, "Huh?" What they forget is that this is Afro-Latino, Afro-Caribbean, Afro-Cuban, and I think the African side of the Latin dances has been lost in this. So for me, the personal connection about being an African and claiming our rightful place in the shared history of creating this universal expression of passion, life, freedom, sorrow, and pain, that is what is essential. I laugh as he says this, remembering how I thought he was a Cuban after our first dance together, and how I really couldn't understand that he, in fact, wasn't a fellow Latino, not even a little bit. To dance the way he dances, with every rhythm, every emotion, every move loaded with the history, meaning not be a Latino, I have seldom met anyone like it. And even though Eldred started his dance career as a five-year-old and has been dancing everything from ballet, contemporary, African contemporary, modern jazz, to ballroom and Latin ballroom, and his immense skills could be explained by that, I believe that mine and others' immediate assumption of Eldred being Latin American speaks volumes to what more and more people are starting to talk about today. The erasure of Africa's contribution in the Latin dances, where the roots are. Salsa's roots and history. When it comes to salsa and other Latin dances and music styles, the roots of the rhythms come from Africa, Eldred says, because that's the other side of it. We forget that this history is not simply about joyful expressions. It's about oppression. It's about suppression. It's about enslavement. It is through our human history and interactions that the rhythms travel to Latin America. And Benin has a further story to tell about the dances, because in fighting for its own independence, the Cubans and other folks from the Caribbean came and supported them in their fight. And the Benin musicians were incredible in terms of creating its own African blend of salsa music. So you have gombo, salsa, and elements of song that comes into it. And people will dance to that with the same freedom and expression and gaiety as if you're dancing anywhere in the Caribbean. And yet you know that the roots of these dances come from West Africa. Eldred continues, so there is this, the musical history and connection with where the dance has gone from West Africa to the Caribbean. There's the Caribbean and the Cubans coming back and fighting in the local revolution of Benin and bringing salsa home to its roots and giving it its current day structure. From the musical and folkloric expression to the more organized entity that we call salsa today in all its iterations. And that is a history that hasn't been captured and told. There's a history and a voice that is missing when we think of salsa. But this is also about giving a voice to Benin, because the festival in Benin is not just a dance festival, it's a dance and destination festival, because the cultural exchanges, the access of the folklore to the social political understanding and the linguistic experience, the cultural experience of being introduced to the orishas, the gods, the dances, the food, the textures in the clothing, everything about it. Bidaf Festival and the purpose of this crowdfunding project. At the Bidaf Festival, you get exposed to and you understand the connection between all the elements and the dance. All of the stories of the people of Benin and West Africa, the story of the diaspora, the story of the slavery, the story of enslavement, the story of liberation and being free. Additionally, it is about freedom of shaking those shackles, especially in the mind, through the body, and the idea that we could feel ourselves be alive when we dance. It's the idea of the connection between roots to roots. The root as in where the roots come from, and the roots that it's taken through the diaspora to spread across the world. To summarize, the ambition with the photo project is to crowdfund it this year, monetize the project in sales of photo books and postcards so that the production can fund itself the year after. The purpose of the project is threefold: create marketing opportunities to generate sales, capture the Bidaf legacy, and my personal favorite, reclaim and acknowledge African heritage in the Latin dances. So how do you do to contribute? Right now when this blogcast is being made, the project has been closed, but thank you for listening. All right, guys, that was it for today. As some of you know, this blogcast is part of a larger travel platform that specializes in festivals and social sustainable tourism. If you want to check it out and join our community and get the latest news, the link to theglobalentity.com is in the bio. There you can also find my email address. If you have something to say, something to share, or maybe give me a tip, send me a few lines and let me know what you think. If you enjoy this blogcast and want to support what I do, please give it a great rating on your podcast streaming platform. You can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, A Few Podcasts, and anywhere really where you get your podcasts. Have a great week and don't forget to dance. Sound and tech production today was Tawanda Joseph Mutena. Author and producer is me, Julia Cervantes Anderson. See you next time.